USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. The U.S. Justice Department has issued updated guidelines for victim and witness assistance after the government came under harsh criticism from the families of those killed in two Boeing 737 MAX crashes. A White House official says President Biden will get his updated COVID-19 booster shot Tuesday. Biden's also expected to deliver remarks on the pandemic and highlight his administration's efforts to get Americans boosted. Last week, more than 4.5 million people in the U.S. got the latest shot. Climate change activists in Germany threw mashed potatoes on a Claude Monet painting valued at $110 million. The act came 9 days after activists poured tomato soup on Vincent van Gogh's sunflowers, estimated to be worth $84 million. And voter interest in the midterm election is higher than ever. More than 60% said their interest was at a 10. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.